look at back-to-school anxiety for kids and parents. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert, and host of the Experts Connect with Help Me Sarah podcast, Sarah Dimmerman, joining us on Canada Now. Hey, Sarah, good to speak with you again.
Always good to speak to you too, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Sarah. And there is anxiety and guilt in many different ways and directions as we head into September. Parents are worried about their kids being at school while a pandemic is still on. Parents might be feeling guilty for electing to have them go online again instead. On the flip side, kids, anxiety about returning to school, anxiety about having to stay online. I mean, take your pick here.
And let's not forget about the teachers.
Exactly. Yeah. And put into an environment that they perhaps don't want to be in. There's a lot going around.
Yeah. I mean, I have a number of clients who are teachers, and I know that all through COVID, it's been really anxiety producing. But, you know, and August is typically the most anxiety producing month of the year for them as they prepare to go back into a new classroom. But especially now, because depending on the board that they're working with, some are actually going to have cameras on them all day. That the kids whose parents have elected to have them at home will actually be viewing them while they're teaching the rest of the class. So they're going to be having to monitor not just the kids in the classroom, but also how to operate and how everything's going on camera too. But
yes,
absolutely. The children and the parents 100%. You know, you mentioned the guilt, you mentioned the anxiety. Let's not also forget about the excitement that so many parents are feeling about the prospect of their kids returning to school. Not just because the parents are struggling with having to manage their careers at home while monitoring their kids as well, but also the idea of their kids going back into more of a social environment. So I think it's anxiety and excitement and a whole lot of emotions. What I could say is that, you know, more than ever before, there's a feeling of more. So more excitement, more anxiety, more concern about what the future holds. It's like a period of amplification.
Yeah, you're right. There's more on a number of different sides. Absolutely. With stress, how can parents best manage their stress and protect their kids from it?
Well, as always, you know, I think kids have certainly know about what's going on in the world. Kids have learned from, you know, age-appropriate videos that they've seen, books that they might have read, information that they've heard from their parents talking about COVID. And I think that kids, as we know, I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but kids are very resilient. Parents are very resilient, too. And I think if nothing else, COVID has helped everybody become more so. They've become adaptable. But I think that the fear of what will happen tomorrow, what will happen in the future, not being able to just go into the school year knowing that after a couple of weeks, people will be back to an adjustment and kind of in the flow. I think that what parents and kids may be feeling out more now about what they can expect, the stop and start all the time. So in terms of the parent stress, all I can say is to try to take literally like 1 week at a time, if not one day at a time, and to try not to think too far into the future because we don't really know. There's lots of predictions in terms of whether school will be shut down again or not. But all we can do is just deal with what we have here and now and try to monitor what you're saying out loud in front of the kids, you know, both to them, but also to other adults in the room. But just to talk about today, how are you going to enjoy your school day today? And who did you play with on the playground? And how was it? And was it comfortable wearing the mask in the classroom? And did you get an opportunity to take it off? And things like that. And just dealing with the day as opposed to stressing about what next week or next month will bring.
Yeah, because a lot of things can change. So why sweat something that may or may not happen? And you know, you
exactly.
Talk about communication with your kids. Which is obviously key, talking about their day-to-day, how did things go, how are things going. But what about communication with the school and with the teacher as well?
Well, always. I mean, I think, you know, hopefully, I mean, my kids are now university and beyond, so I'm not sure how, you know, what's happening in terms of, you may know more in terms of the elementary, you know, what kind of communication is coming to you as a parent now. But hopefully the administrators and the school boards are communicating with parents in terms of what the rules are in regards to mask wearing. And I know that there's anxiety both ways. So a lot of parents are nervous about their kids having to wear masks all day long. And other parents are concerned about their kids being in an environment where masks are not being worn. I think for the most part, masks are still being worn. And certainly there will be sanitization. But I think that if you have any concerns, I think it's standard to be able to communicate with the teachers and find out what's going on for them. And to acknowledge that teachers are human as well, and they're also going through a different time than they've ever had to deal with in teaching. So to give them a little bit more slack, maybe. But yeah, the lines of communication between the school board and with teachers and parents should always be open, whether we're going through a pandemic or not.
Well, and for those parents that are electing to continue online education for their kids, they're committing as well to taking on that teaching role at home on top of parenting and likely working from home as well. This time around, they know what they are in for. Man, it's a lot of work. It may have come as a surprise, an overwhelming surprise at one point, but then to knowingly sign up for it, feeling you're doing the best thing for your kids, but knowing it's just going to be so much. What advice would you have for those parents?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, I maybe not teaching per se if they're keeping them at home, but I think what most parents are dealing with is keeping their kids' attention into what's going on the screen, like managing the behavior more than anything else, because I think kids just don't attend for as long when there's no other kids in the classroom that they're following suit with. They don't have that same attention span. So they're dealing with that. They're dealing with, as you mentioned, some teaching maybe because of gaps in learning as a result of not paying attention. They're dealing with having to monitor homework, but I think it's more behavioral that they're coping with. And I think also they're concerned about the fact that their kids are not socializing with other kids. So I understand that, especially for the kids under the age of 12 who have not yet been vaccinated, parents may be more worried about them being exposed to one another. But I think it is a big quandary for a lot of parents, as you said, because there is that whole social piece, and there is that whole loss of learning and gaps in learning that already happened last year and obviously will continue to happen if kids are not in the classroom. So, and then, as you said, acknowledging that a lot of parents have careers, and I think that it's very difficult to be able to manage one's career and manage one's kids and keeping them occupied and not having that respite as a parent. So I think it's a lot of weighing things up and figuring out, really, am I doing this? Is this really in the best interest of my kids to keep them home? So it's hard to say how to manage that best, but all I can suggest is if you're a two-parent family, to try to figure out a schedule whereby one parent is more parenting while the other parent is working, and then changing roles, because it seems that when the kids are home, they absolutely need more supervision than obviously when they're at school and they're being taken care of by others.
You recently created the new website refertome.ca to combat the mental health crisis and managing our overall well-being. Sarah, I've got to ask how things are going with that.
That's going really well. It's not something, unfortunately, that's open to the public, but it's for mental health and allied health professionals to be able to look for other professionals to refer their clients to, for medical doctors to refer their clients to. And so it's really great. I've been referring to other colleagues in different parts of Canada because it's a cross-Canada website, and, referring to different other professionals like speech and language pathologists, occupational therapists. So I think it's a much-needed service because, as we know, mental health for children and adults has really taken a beating during COVID. And so I'm happy to be able to help bridge that gap and hopefully have people wait less time before they can get the service that they need.
Yeah, and which is something we're going to delve into in our next segment. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert, and host of the Experts Connect with Help Me Sarah podcast, Sarah Demmerman. Sarah, I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeff. Take care and good luck with your back to school.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll need all the help I can get, Sarah. Thank you so much. Likewise. There is Sarah Demmerman.